most spaces have walls, no? Like, you could see radio as an invisible space without walls. Like an architectural space in time running through walls. In and out of public and private spaces. In and out of offices, shopping malls, prison cells. Public spaces, art spaces, workspaces. Classrooms and bedrooms. What can we do if we enter this room together? If we open up the windows and send some fresh air through the system?
Hej. Du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure.
The temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls.
Hej. Så er vi klar igen på den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. Vi sender i dag fra 13 til 17, og i morgen 13 til 17 her på kanalen 98,7 MHz. Den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure er et internationalt radioprojekt, der finder sted i Aarhus. Og vi transmitterer live, som sagt i dag og i morgen, fra vores live-studie i Kunsthal Aarhus. Og vi er et åbent internationalt kollektiv af radioaktivister, radiokunstnere, radioamatører og radiomennesker fra blandt andet Tyskland og Danmark. Og vi har et godt stykke tid arbejdet intensivt på en række radioprojekter til jer, som jeg håber, I vil tage godt imod til inspiration, irritation, aktion og refleksion. Og kom og besøg os i Kunsthal Aarhus. Vi sidder her i et 8 meter højt stillads, vores radiotårn, og taler direkte til jer. Studiet er åben, og kom forbi Kunsthal Aarhus, JM Mørksgade nummer 13. Det ligger bag Aarhus Arresthus, som ligger ved siden af Aros, og Kunsthal Aarhus ligger også tæt på Mølleparken og sådan noget. Jeg ved ikke, om, ja, hvordan I lige kan placere det i byen, men ja, kom forbi. Senere i dag kommer, altså kl. 13.30, mødes folk foran hovedbanen til en radioballet. Det hedder Radio Ballet for Empty Spaces. Det handler om det er sådan en koreografi, hvor I via radio bliver ledt rundt i byen. Og I kan altså låne radioer, men der opfordres til at medbringe hovedtelefoner og jeres pas, hvis I altså har sådan et. Men altså, det var 13.30 foran banegården. Og vi starter dagen ud med en radiohypnose. You are in a room. You feel relaxed. You're looking for a chair. You should look for a comfortable chair, because in a few seconds I will ask you to sit down and together we will perform a live radio hypnosis for learning through unlearning. For this you need to be relaxed and comfortable for approximately 10 minutes. Did you find a comfortable chair? Now you can sit down, make yourself pleasant. If you're cold, you should find a blanket to put over your legs. Now place your hands down by the sides of your body. Your hands and fingers should rest in a relaxed position. Take a deep breath all the way in and slowly breathe out. Close your eyes. Be sure that you're relaxed and comfortable in the chair. Now try pressing your body down in the seat of the chair. Press with the whole surface of your back. And hold it there for a second.
And now relax again. Are your eyes still shut? Now again, press your body down in the seat of the chair. Press with the whole surface of your back. And hold it there for a second. And now relax again. Notice the places where your body meets the seat under you. Notice how the pressure between your body and the seat slowly becomes heavier as your body becomes more heavy. Take a deep breath all the way in and slowly breathe out. For every time you breathe out, your body becomes more and more relaxed and heavy. Feel how your eyelids becomes heavier as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles of your face becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles of your face becomes relaxed and heavy as you breathe out. Feel how your shoulders becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how your shoulders sink down as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles in your arms becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles of your hands becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how your legs becomes heavy as you breathe out. Feel how your feet becomes heavy and relaxed as you breathe out. You can hear sounds from the outside. You can hear the sounds, but you don't listen to the sounds. The sounds don't distract you. You can only hear my speaking voice. Body now seems to become lighter as your head becomes heavier. The reason why you're sitting in this chair today, the reason why I have you under hypnosis, is that I want you to de-learn some of the things you have already learned. I want you to de-learn because a lot of the stuff you have already learned doesn't really make too much sense if you think about it. You have learned that it's okay to be naked in the changing room in the swimming bath. And you have learned that it's not okay to be naked when you leave the changing room. This is knowledge printed into your consciousness. I want you to think about how this knowledge entered your mind. How did you learn this? How did this get printed into your consciousness? You have learned that it would be really embarrassing if it would happen, walking out naked from the changing room. Maybe you even had a nightmare once, where you forgot to put on clothes after taking a shower. You remember how extremely embarrassed you felt as people stared at you, laughed at you. Some even got angry with you. You have learned that it's okay to be naked in the changing room. And you have learned that it's not okay to be naked when you leave the changing room. Who told you this? When did you learn this? Was it your parents? Was it a teacher in school? Did you learn it from a Disney cartoon? To learn is to gain or acquire knowledge of something, or to build a skill in something, either by study, experience, or by being taught something. Is it possible to de-learn? Is it possible to unlearn something, to erase experience, to erase knowledge? The word learn is related to the word lore, that means a body of traditions and knowledge held by a particular group, norms and unspoken rules of behavior. A lot of these rules of behavior are probably not doing you or any other people any good. What you have learned can, by radio hypnosis for learning through unlearning, be erased and replaced by new knowledge, so that you can enter a more dynamic life without having to follow the rules of what's possible and acceptable. Now, I want you to imagine that you're standing in a changing room. You are alone under the shower. The water is warm and it feels so good when it runs down through your hair, down your neck, down your shoulders, down your back. You have just cleaned your whole body with soap and shampoo, and there's a wonderful smell under the shower. You now turn off the water and step out of the shower. You feel so good and relaxed. You can feel that it's warm in the room, and you feel the gentle air on your naked body. You go to the door. You're nice and relaxed. And you feel so relaxed and relieved when you open the door to the changing room and leave it.